The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kvisos, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara here, Mesachta Kvisos, explains that a person is only obligated to bring a Asham Talui if he ate a piece that is Sofik Isser, a piece. He did an Aveira, that's a Sofik Aveira, but it has to be the type that it came from a mixture of which one of the two was Heter and one of the two was Isser. Such as, if let's say there was a mixture of two pieces of meat, one piece of meat was Heter, one piece of meat was Isser, and the two pieces were mixed, and he ate one of the two, such a case, a person is obligated to bring Asham Talui. However, if there was only one piece, and he ate that one piece, which there was a Safik, if that one piece was Isser or Heter, there he's exempt from bringing a carbon Asham Talui. And the Gemara says that Rav is the one who says that. The Gemara says, Om Rav Yudam Rav. First the Gemara says, if Yehuda says in the name of Rav, and the Gemara says, why is it that he's exempt from bringing a carbon Asham Talui if it's only one piece? There's no mixture of two, it's only one piece, individual piece. So the first explanation is Rav. Rav says the reason is because the Pasuk says, V'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem v'shkog asher yishkeg v'shtayim. The Torah says a lashon of plural, that he has to have two. He did achas mi mitzvah, v'dash, and plural. Since the Torah says plural, it has to be that there was a mixture, one out of two, for him to be chayav and bringing a carbon Asham Talui. Later, the Gemara brings the same memory of Rav that differentiates between that he's only chayav and Asham Talui if it was a mixture of one out of two, and he's exempt from bringing Asham Talui if it was an individual piece that there was a sofik if it's heter or iser. And the Gemara there says this halacha of Rav, that if he Amar Rav said this halacha, and then the Gemara says if Zeira says a different reasoning for Rav. If Zeira says the reason of Rav is because he's only chayiv to bring Asham Talui, he's only obligated to bring Asham Talui if he left over one piece. And therefore, if he left over one piece, theoretically, it's possible to figure out if what he ate was Isser or not. If there's only one piece, and it's a sofek, if that piece is Isser or Heter, there's a question if that piece is Isser or Heter. So now that he ate the piece, it's impossible to figure out if the piece that he ate was Isser or Heter. Whereas, if he ate one out of two, we have a remainder, we have a remaining piece that theoretically we could figure out if the one that he ate was Isser or Heter. And only in such a case is he obligated to bring an Asham Talui. So the Gemara continues on to say that this machlokes Rav and Ebzeira, there's a machlokes here between Rav and Ebzeira, what the reasoning of why when somebody ate only one piece, when this doubt of whether what he ate was Heter or Isser came from a single independent piece, why is it that he's exempt in such a case from being Gashem Toli? So according to Rav, it's because the Torah said plural, and according to Ebzeira, it's because we need to have something remaining that we could theoretically figure out if what he ate is Isser Heter. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between these two reasons? And the Gemara explains, there's an afkamina between the two. According to Rav, it has to be that he ate, there was in front of him two pieces, that each piece was a kezayis. Since, according to Rav, we're learning it out from that the Torah says plural. So we're learning out that you have to have two pieces, that each piece is the amount that he could be chayiv to bring a asham for. He has to have that in front of him there was two pieces, that each piece was a kezayis. Whereas, according to Rav Zeira, it would be sufficient for him to become obligated to bring a carbon asham talui, even if there was only a mixture of 1.5 pieces. In other words, if there was only a mixture of one whole kezayis together with a half a kezayis. For example, there was in front of him 2 pieces of meat. One piece of meat was the size of a zayis. The other piece of meat was the size of a half a zayis. He ate the piece that was the size of a zayis. And we're not sure if the piece that was the size of a zayis was the iser, and the other one was the heter, or vice versa. So in such a case, according to Abzeir, he's obligated in Ashim Toli, and according to Yavi, he's exempt from Ashim Toli. This is one part of the discussion, one of the things the Gemara and this daf talks about. In the Poiskim, there's a very interesting halachic discussion, a practical halachic discussion, that relates to this Gemara. There's a sefer called Minchas Yaakov, one of the early Achroinim, that he says like this, he discusses what happens. We know that on Shabbos, a person, all the 3 sudais, when they make hamotzi, you have to have lecha mishna. You have to have 2 whole breads on which you make hamotzi. So the Minchas Yaakov discusses what happens if one of the pieces, one of the breads, was missing a piece. He says it could happen, for example, if a lady was making challah for Shabbos, and she forgot to separate the challah when it was in the dough form. She only remembered after she baked it. So now, she had to separate that challah after the baking, so it comes out that one of the pieces is missing a piece. One of the breads is missing a piece, so is that bread still kosher to be used for lecha mishna? Another way it could happen is if, let's say, a little bit of iser touched one of the breads, so we had to cut off a kedei netila before we could use the bread. You have to take off the part that's not kosher from the bread. Be that as it may, whatever the reason why the bread is missing a piece, but for in any case that we have a bread that's missing a piece, what is the halacha? What may one use that bread as one of the breads for lecha mishna? So the Minchas Yaakov wants to entertain that it's kosher, that one may use that bread for lecha mishna. And he reasons as follows. He reasons that it must be that the obligation of using 2 complete breads is a rabbinic obligation. It must be it's only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Why? How do I know that? He says, well, the Torah, the Gemara makes a drasha from that that the Torah says lecha mishna, from that that the Torah says that Klal Yisrael got on Shabbos double bread, from there we see you have to have double bread. Says the Minchas Yaakov, it must be that this drasha is only an asmachta. It's not a true drasha. It's not a din ha-Torah that you have to use 2 breads, 2 whole breads. Why? I'll prove it to you, he says. Because if it were a accurate drasha, and that would be the obligation of having complete breads, it's inaccurate. We know the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos that the night is divided into 3 parts. Each of the 3 parts is called a mishmar. And there are 3 mishmaris, there are 3 portions of the night. The Gemara also says, this is in Masechta Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that 1.5 mishmaris, 1.5 segments of the night is able to be called, to be referenced as plural mishmaris, 2 mishmaris, as mishmaris plural. So says the Minchas Yaakov, you see that even 1.5 could be called plural in the Lashon of the Torah. If that's true, so if this would be an accurate drasha, if the reason why, it would not make sense, he says, it's impossible that it's a biblical obligation to have 2 complete breads, because whenever the Torah says plural, 1.5 is good enough. We know that you have to have two whole breads. That you have two whole breads cannot be a biblical obligation, because it was biblically it's only possible to learn out that you need 1.5. Just like the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, that once you have 1.5, it can be called plural already. So says the Minchas Yaakov, it must be it's only a rabbinical obligation to have two to complete. If it's only a rabbinical obligation, so then Chazal, it's mistabir, it makes sense that Chazal were not so makpid on having such complete breads. You have to have two complete breads, but they don't have to be so complete, just like the Erevin. They don't have to be so complete. Even if it's missing a little bit, it's also good. As long as it's basically complete, that would be a good enough to be Lechem Mishnah. So says the Minchas Yaakov. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer, Shalis, the tshuva is Chassam Sofer, Chelik Al, in Or Chaim, Simin, Mem Vov. The Chassam Sofer brings down this Minchas Yaakov. And he disagrees. He says, L'chayra, what the Minchas Yaakov says is not so accurate. Minchas Yaakov says that it has to be that the halacha of Lechem Mishnah of having two full breads is only rabbinical. Why? Because we know the Gemara tells us that you, even when it's 1.5, it can be called plural. Says the Chassam Sofer, your raya is not a good raya. Why? Says the Chassam Sofer, there's a big difference between the Gemara that the Minchas Yaakov is coming from and the halacha of Lechem Mishnah. The Gemara, the Minchas Yaakov is coming from, the Gemara there is talking about a plural lashon. A plural lashon, yes, that you see. The Gemara could say that even if it's, the Torah says plural, it can refer to 1.5. Fine. But by us, we're saying a different thing. Lecha Mishnah, Mishnah is a lashon of shnayim. The shayrish of the word Mishnah says, some say, shnayim, two. Here, it's not just that the Torah used a plural lashon. It's not just plural tense, it's, the Torah says double, the Torah says two. When the Torah says two, there it's two full, two complete ones, it's insufficient to have 1.5. So the proof of the Minchas Yaakov, that this is only a rabbinical obligation, is incorrect. That's what the Chassam Sofer says on the Minchas Yaakov. The Gilyoni Ashas, the base of Engel, has a sefer, and where he goes through the Hoshas, he writes on the Hoshas, his Ha'aris, he has numerous farm, but one of his farm, Gilyoni Ashas, so he brings down this, and this is Amesach the Brachas, Daf Gimel, and the Gemara. So he brings down the Chassam Sofer, and he says, I have a proof to the Chassam Sofer. I have a proof that wherever it says two, wherever the Chazal use a lashon double two, then it means complete. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis, that there's a halacha of the Edim, that they can't be so far away from the Ksav. The Edim can't sign their name so far away from where the Shtar ends. And the Gemara brings up Braiso that if the Edom are two lines away, it's possible. The Gemara makes a diuk, Hashitu Mechta Kasher. If the Braiso says two is possible, it must be that 1.5 is Kasher. Now, if the Minchas Yaakov would be true, that even when we say two, 1.5 is included, what's the Gemara's diuk? From that that it says two, it's possible 1.5 is Kasher. 1.5 is two. According to Minchas Yaakov, even when we say 2, 1.5 is included in 2. So you see clearly from that Gemara, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, like the Chassam Sofer, that wherever the Torah says, wherever we say 2 is complete, and 2 cannot include 1.5. Very good. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel has a proof to the Chassam Sofer's idea. says the Yosef Engel, but I have a big kasha. The Maisa, the Minchas Yaakov brought a raya that when it says plural, it can mean one and a half. Fractive Yosef Engel, this is very difficult from Argimor. What did Argimor say? Argimor said that Rava says that the reason why a person is not chayv oshem tolui unless he eats two sofik iser that came from one out of two is because the Torah says mitzvois, the Torah says plural. And the Gemara said, the Ebzeir said a different reason, and the Gemara said, what's the nafkamina between Rav and Ebzeir? And the Gemara answered that the difference is a case of one and a half, where there's one and a half, one's eyes and a half is eyes. And the Gemara says that since Rav learned it out from that the Torah said plural, it must be that Lifi Rav we need two complete ones. The Gemara didn't say it exactly the way I'm saying, but the Gemara does say that Rav that learns it out of mitzvois, learns it out of the plural, he holds that it has to be too complete. The Chayra, says the base of angle, our Gemara in Krisos is mashma that whenever it's a plural lashon, it also means too complete, and it also cannot include one and a half. So the Chayra, it's a steer in Gemaras. Yosef Engel asks that the Chayra, one Gemara is how you say the other Gemara. The Gemara Mesach de Brachis, like the Minchas Yaakov pointed out, is Mevuar. You see from that Gemara that when we use a plural lashon, we could include one and a half. In our Gemara, seemingly, the Chayra, our Gemara Mesach de Krisos is Mevuar that when it's plural, it cannot include one and a half. So although we said that the Chassam Sofer and the Gevinei Shas was masking the Chassam Sofer, that this discussion of plural tense does not really relate to the halachas of Lechem Mishnah, because there it's two, there it's a lashon of two, not just plural tense. But fine, so we left alone that Gemara, that halacha. But what's with that? How do you get out of this stira in the Gemaras? Then in one Gemara, Lechayra, you see the one and a half, that plural tense includes one and a half, and in another Gemara, Lechayra, plural does not include one and a half. So the Yosef Engel really blibes Tarachi, and he doesn't give any answer. He asks the question, and he remains with the question. This is a tshuva, though, of the Cheshav Eifoit of Padova, from England, in the Chelik Aleph, Simikufte Zayin. So he brings down this Yosef Engel, and he answers Yosef Engel's kasha. He says, if you look in Rashi by us, Rashi really got out of the kasha. Rashi says, the Rav Leka Mitzvois, says Rashi Leka Bezesim, Upochus, Upochus Mikazayis command the lesser. Less than Azayas does not exist. So if the Cheshav Eved explains, understands in Rashi, what Rashi is coming to say is that the reason why is Rav is saying something over here. Rav is saying more than just that there's a plural tense and therefore you have to have two, and then we want to say that maybe that's just if it's plural means two, so then it has to be two complete. No, it's more than that. The Torah says, according to Rav, says the Cheshav Eifai, that a person is only chayv Hashem Talui, he's only obligated to bring Hashem Talui, if he ate one out of two, that each one of those two could have possibly been a chayv of Hashem Talui. The Torah only eats, is mechayv, only obligates Hashem Talui, if he ate one out of two, that each of those two could obligate him in Hashem Talui. So that, it's not stam, it's not played simply because the Torah said plural tense. plural tense could be like the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, that it could include one and a half. But here, the Torah is not just plural tense. The Torah is saying that it has to be that it's one out of two, that each of the two was able to obligate him in bringing a Ashram Tolu. So this is a discussion that relates to the halacha of halacha lemaisa, whether a person can be yoytze lechem mishnah with a bread that's missing a little bit. So I'd like to just end off with the practical halacha. What's the practical? How do poskim go look at this halachically? So Shmir Shabbos Gelchasa says that of course lechatchila a person should go ahead and take a bread that's totally complete. But lemaisa, if a little bit is missing, a person can certainly use it. Says if Shlomo Zalman, what do you mean? Most chalas are missing a little bit. How can you tell me that it's missing a little bit? It's not good. Of course, the minhag olam is to consider it like it's a complete bread, and of course you could use it. And the Nisim Kirelet and Chotshani says the same thing. If a person doesn't have a bread that's totally complete, he could be soimich even lechatchila. And those that say that a bread that's only missing less than 1/48 is considered a complete bread. And therefore, if somebody has a bread that a little bit was taken off, as long as it's less than 1/48, so it often happens by matzahs, a little corner, a little bit breaks off. And in truth, it's almost impossible that there's nothing that came off. And the question is, well, where's the degree? Where do you start? Where do you end? And therefore, the assumption of the poskim is that if it's less than 1/48, one could use such a thing for lechem mishnah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.